Any question?
I'm not there.
No question. What is my question?
Inheritance.
Where are we?
Where
are we? It's always that. Where are we?
In the person.
Where have we left? Do you remember? It's good. You're getting used to come here, sit down, and I'll talk no matter what about the subject in the global world. And what would be the use of that? Being detained. We are back to reread whatever we were reading. We did it once, verse by verse. Now we are doing it story by story. And we have finished some stories. And the first one, majorly we learn what? Learn how you are. In a way, we are looking for the remedy for happiness. Why should we look for that? If you are the living creature, so you should live a happy life. Every creature does it. That's what life is. Right? How come that you are not? It's more than that. How come that you know something is missing? Because I have never seen a rabbit seeking the path for happiness, and I haven't seen any depressed monkey, really. What happens to the human being? Something is missing. Why? Because the place looks full. It looks that everything is there because you are alive. But guess what? In your case, that's not the case. It means by being alive, you're not enough happy. Something is missing. But for animals it's there, for us it's not. What is it? Any idea, John?
No.
Something is missing, really. Because exactly because we know it's missing. This missing stuff bothers you, doesn't bother the animals. They go with the flow. I mean, every early in the morning, if they are day animals, they wake up with the normal sense of life, which is fear of death. They wake up early in the morning, they look around. See if while they were sleeping something happened or not, because something may happen. You know, none of them have a lock on the door, and the police system is not outside to feel safe at home. Safety is not there for animals. None of them will walk out of the door in a rush to grab a cab or drive a car. They sneak out if something is waiting for them, the hunter is waiting for them. That's the animal life. And that is the problem. Because it looks that everything is there. And for them it is. If you live like that, for you is not the case. Because you know a little bit more, and that little bit bothers you. You know there is some other universes, but you have never digged in. Rumi suggested connecting in those. Because there are other dimensions which belong only to you. No other living creature that we know will experience it. Because none of them know about nothingness. We do. The universe normally is the existence. Some of them apparently share the universe of dream with us. They sleep and they look, they're dreaming. Then there is universe of imagination, which belongs only to us. More than that, there is non-existence, and we know non-existence. We are digging in that non-existence practically to see the source of that non-existing happiness in there. Because the happiness should be there. You see, we are given more, not lesser than the animals. We have more than that. None of them has the joy of listening to music. You do. And there is a difference. For them, music is... What is music to animals? A rhythm. Something that goes with the body language and it explains only the simple attraction of different sex in code. Or it will be translated as, I'm the bigger than you, don't mess with me. This is what sound is to them. And to you, it's music. To them, looking around, you see either danger, or food, or sex. Is there something else the animals are looking around and seeing? No.